If you're running a business or have a significant role in one, you have problems and little fires that come up every single day. How you deal with them determines how successful your business is currently and how much it could grow. This podcast combines NLP with tactical solutions to help you solve those problems and accelerate your growth. Hi, I'm Kaylin Ellsbury, and I've been coaching entrepreneurs and executives for years. And when I discovered NLP, my entire world changed. I've grown up my entire life living inside hospitals, battling cystic fibrosis, and now I'm speaking all over the world and helping transform corporations from some of the very tactics you will learn here. Things like preventing burnout, improving productivity, increasing sales, and sharing the systems and processes to create a life where you are consistently a high performer. Welcome to Shark School. Hey sharks, this is fun. So we are up to over 55 views, which is insane considering I haven't advertised and it's coming from word of mouth and then one tiny little email drip to about 100 people. So I am stoked and I am so grateful you all are part of this. Anywho, so today is going to be fun because in those 50 some views that we got, subscribers, downloads, whatever we want to call it, I got another question. And you all know that the premise of this show is really to tactically coach and consult you while it's live, help you with your questions, teach you how to scale your biz, get more done, improve sales, all that jazz that comes with being a high performer. And today's question came from a gentleman who reached out to me on actually Facebook. So if you have questions for the show, you can reach out to me any way you want. I get all the questions. And here it goes. I'm one, if not the top producing sales guy at insert company name here. I don't know if he wanted me to share the company name, so maybe at another episode I will, who knows? But I'm one, if not one of the top producing sales guys at insert company name here. When I'm on, I'm on. My character defect is I suck at multitasking. I'm a little like a shark in a tank, laser focused on prey directly in front of me. I normally write a list of tasks for the day. I just get pulled in different directions and I'm scattered on what gets accomplished and what doesn't. How relatable is this guy to all of you? It's like you couldn't have picked a better guy to reach out and ask this question because chances are if you're listening to this, you're struggling with that too. This is a situation with multitasking. This is a situation of not knowing their priorities, a situation of inability to be aware of what time management is and how time actually works in your schedule. This is a great question. If you're a top producer, there's like a 100% chance that this is relatable. So first of all, we're going to break down linguistically language, right? Neuro-linguistic programming, linguistic language, what this guy said. And why I'm breaking it down is because I need to be able to understand the world he lives in. The way he has seen the world through just those word choices gives me a lot of clues as to who he is as a human being. So we're going to break down that email. And top producing email, Facebook, Messenger, chat, same thing. Go with the big picture here, people. Okay, so top producing. To me, that means he's very results-oriented. You wouldn't say top producing if you weren't results-oriented. He used the word character defect. I highly doubt it's a character defect, first of all. I know you're listening. You don't have a character defect. Let me explain. There are no character defects. It's simply a behavior triggered by an experience. People are not necessarily their behaviors. So let me explain this. I'm going to give you a real life situation where I coached a girl. One of my favorite human beings, we actually met through a coaching moment. She was up for a pitch competition. And I talked about GSEA in a podcast earlier. And she was one of the students that was competing. And she is a very accomplished tennis athlete. And she lost. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. She did not win that pitch competition. She was pissed, livid, like athleticism, livid, right? We've all known those athletes who lose the game and you just can't talk to them for an hour. So she comes up to me and she goes, why did I lose? Not even like, hey, how you doing? I just want to talk to you. Maybe you can give me some insight as to why I didn't win. No, why did I lose? And she was pissed. And I was like, well, do you need a coach or a friend right now? And she goes, coach. All right. Now there's nowhere you can do NLP coaching at a bar after a pitch competition. So I grab her by the hand and I say, come with me. Well, where are we going? Doesn't matter. Okay. So now I've got the upper hand. I take her into, of all places, a ladies' handicap bathroom stall. There are literally people coming in, shitting and pissing, and we're standing in the stall listening to it. And I put her in what's called a light trance. Okay. And as she's in this light trance, I'm really trying to figure out how she sees the world. So we go, it's so funny. I ask her, I go, how do you feel losing the pitch competition? Pissed off, fucking pissed. Why can't I do this? What did I do wrong? Why are the other people better than me? Okay, fair, fair. How do you feel when you lose a tennis match? Pissed off, same feeling. What's going on? I don't understand. And I tried and then I lost. Why did we lose? Why was the other team better? What did I do right? And then I notice there's got to be at some point when she's pissed or she loses that she can channel that energy in a positive way. So I ask her, how do you feel if a man breaks up with you? Yeah, who cares? I'll find another one. Literally, guys, that was her response. Who cares? I'll find another one. So why is it when she loses a pitch competition or a tennis match, it's the end of the world and she has these angers versus if a guy breaks up with her, she's like, yeah, I'll find another one. What if she took that same energy towards losing the pitch competition and said, you know what? It sucks. I'm going to find another one. There's other pitch competitions. And that was what we worked on her with. So when we go back to this messenger that this guy sent me, when he calls himself a character defect, it is not a character defect. It is a trigger that something happens that he thinks that he cannot be as productive as he needs to get things done and the tasks accomplished. So there's something that happens every single day while he's pulled in a different direction, and he has equated it to a character defect, which there is no character defect. It's just an unresourceful state. People are not their behaviors. So my advice would be to stop concerning yourself with the words character defect, because chances are you can find similar examples where you were very talented with multitasking and it serves you. Let your mind wander on that. But there's all kinds of situations, I am sure, in your day-to-day life where you have to multitask or you have to do several things at once or you're pulled in several different directions and it gives you energy and makes you excited. And it might not be at work. It could be at home. So think through that. Because you're always multitasking at every given time. Your body alone, your brain is moving, your digestion's moving, you're blinking whenever you want, you're thinking about work, and that thinking about work is also while you're driving the car. Like, there's so many things you're doing, and multitasking has actually served you. You're just equating it with something negative. He called himself a shark. welcome, because I call you guys sharks, so I know that I'm finally nailing my target market here, which means he's basically clever and direct, right? So a shark isn't just like moseying around the ocean hoping for a fish. No, they are going after what they want and they have direct paths. So that's the insight to that personality. Linguistically, he said normally he makes that list in the morning. Well, normally makes me think that he's aware of his inconsistencies. He didn't say I always make a thing in the morning or I always have my to-do list. See, here's the thing. If anybody says words that are absolutes, always, never, it pretty much means that they're not self-aware because there is no such thing as always or never. Now, you could say something along the lines of, I would never murder someone. Understandable. That's a pretty common thought. However, if a loved one was being held at gunpoint and the only way you could stop that was by murdering the person about to murder your loved ones, could you potentially see a way in which you would murder someone? And that's not necessarily the point of this conversation. It's not an ethical dilemma here, but I'm just trying to point out that the words always and never are usually indicators that they're not being self-aware and that they might have baggage associated with it. So when he says he normally makes a list, I like that. He's aware of his inconsistencies and we can work with that. Then he says, I write a list of tasks for the day. This is a systems and processes guy. You don't write lists for tasks unless you agree with the philosophy that systems and processes can help run your life in a much more effective way. Then he says he's pulled in different directions. Okay, my last podcast, I talked about a candidate who was pulled out of one job and into another. He wasn't pushed out. He wasn't fired. He wasn't let go. He didn't leave because of a change in management. He was pulled because somebody saw something in him and recruited him into another organization consistently. So if he is pulled, that linguistically means that he's probably a man of many talents and he's highly needed in the organization. He might even be so needed that his boss needs to come back at him and give him an add-in responsibilities, an increase in pay. Something tells me he's at that pivotal point where he actually needs more challenge or more structure to deal with those challenges or more rewards, whether that's compensation or recognition within the organization. Because if you're pulled that many different directions, you're highly talented. And then he said he's scattered on what needs accomplished, which basically means a process he has that he's created from some kind of external trigger isn't serving him. So thereby, here's how I would solve this. If he was on a coaching call with me, I would think about the systems and processes he's created anytime there's a trigger for events, so that when things come up that pull him away from his priorities, he knows what to do. So remember from the previous episode, we talked about lack of time, and this is under an episode called Handling Objections. A lot of people, and handling objections is basically the same as handling excuses. So this guy is saying, I'm pulled in many places. And I'm saying, you're not pulled in many places, you don't understand priorities, because there is no such thing as a lack of time. We're all given the same time, and thereby time is irrelevant. What you have is a lack of prioritization as it goes about your time. So let me explain the system for prioritization that I personally have. I'll give you a little insight on why it works, and then we're going to go back to his situation, and I'll be able to give insights on specifically how he can have a better process. And if you were listening to this as well, specifically, this will help you have a better process. So here's my system, and this works for me. Sunday nights, I write out a giant list of everything I need to accomplish up that week. And this is a rolling list. Let me explain. We'll get into it in a couple minutes, but basically, if something has hit this list two or three Sundays in a row, it tells me that I don't have any actual priority to get it done, or I don't have the skills and I don't have the time in my head to prioritize it, to learn the skill, to get this task accomplished. So what I need to do is I need to outsource it or give up on it entirely. There's a lot of projects, guys, I just forget about. After a couple weeks, I'm like, you know what? Not that big of a deal for me. I'm not going to worry about it. Or I actually put some kind of motion to outsource it. So Sunday night, giant list. And then every single day, I bullet out the top five things on that list. And typically, let me go back to the Sundays. What I'll do after I have that giant list is I'll look at my calendar and I will put things in on the calendar. I'll just schedule it out. So if I'm like, oh, I need to create an email drip campaign through my Shark School website, well, then that's probably going to be a Monday. And we'll get into all this in a second. So I'm just explaining, after I have my giant list, I actually have to go into that list and make the time on my calendar. So everything is run by the calendar. And then every single morning when I open my beautiful eyes and kiss my beautiful puppy and say hi to my beautiful fiance, you'd think I'd say hi to the puppy and kiss my fiance, but you know, priorities. And I bullet out the top five things that I need to do, whether they're on my calendar or not. Because things happen throughout the week where your calendar has shifting priorities. We can all appreciate that. And then I tell myself I can do whatever I want the rest of the day the second I get those five things done. And if they're incredibly important, I put them out for the morning. And usually by about 11 to noon, I surprise myself. I get everything done. I have the rest of the day. Now, when you have an opening in the time, then you can go back to your master list on Sunday or look at the rest of your calendar and move things into that Monday afternoon. Here's where it could get really cool. Fires come up in every single person that is a high producer, their business, their life, whatever it is, right? Most times when you tell yourself you only need to get the top five things done, by the way, 5 out of 5, that's still 25 major items a week. So you get the top 25 done. Then what you can do is you can say, oh, actually I have extra time. I'm either going to work more on the list from Sunday night, or I'm going to dedicate it to putting out the fires of the things that I'm pulled into. And again, if something makes it to that next Sunday, it means it wasn't a priority or I need to outsource it. And then what I do is I look at my calendar when it's all completely filled, and I delete the things that I don't necessarily think are majorly urgent or important. And I schedule in family time, puppy time, cooking time, workout time, Pilates, whatever it is that's important to me in that moment or any errands I have to run is on my calendar. It's completely scheduled out. Now, if there is a rolling project that doesn't necessarily have a lot of urgency, I'll put it on a sticky note on my desktop. I have a Mac, right? So you can have the sticky notes on the app on your Mac, and then every day you can see a rolling priority. So if you find yourself with free time, you can say, oh, here's a rolling priority. Or all those ideas we get, because as top producers, we get, I don't know, 4,612 ideas a minute. Don't focus on those ideas. Allow yourself to appreciate that that idea came to you, and then put it somewhere where you can refer back to it later. You don't need to act on every impulse you have. You just need to categorize it for when you're ready to have those impulses. And that also tells your subconscious, hey, keep thinking, because your subconscious is going to come into a time where it has an idea that will actually work for you in that moment. Okay, So now going on, there's four types of ways that you want to think about how you're prioritizing your time. And I want you to think of this as a quadrant. So pull over if you're driving or bookmark this. And when you get home, I want you to take a sheet of paper and I want you to draw a giant lowercase t on it. And we're going to teach you about the quadrant. So there's four quadrants. In the top left, put urgent, important. In the top right, put urgent, not important. In the bottom left, put not urgent, but important. And in the bottom right, not urgent, unimportant. Now, see, where most people get confused is they don't understand their values for important and might put something in a category just because they feel it should go there versus it actually needing to go there. So the urgent, important, not urgent, important, not urgent, unimportant, these are all ways in which we systematize and categorize our world. Most people just aren't aware of it at a conscious level. So what you need to do is you need to ask yourself about your priorities as you decide how to schedule it. So for example, if something comes up, let me say hypothetically, actually, let's do a real world one. Today, I had about six things I actually wanted to get done. So most times five, but whatever, I'll go with six. And I had about six things I had to get done. And surprisingly, I got them all done by like 10:15. So I'm like, well, now what do I do with the rest of my day? Fiance calls. Well, no matter what he's calling about, to me, that is a moral thing. I always answer the phone when he calls. Again, always. So I guess I should say most always, right? So that's not only urgent to be there for my loved ones, but it's important to me. Now, he could just be calling to tell me he loves me. I think he's done that one time in his entire life. It's a guy thing, I'm guessing. So either way, to me, it's going to be urgent, even though the message was not important. I hope you guys can understand the differences between that. So if it's something that would really give you guilt or not serve you if it happened because you put it in the wrong quadrant, you need to up that quadrant. It'll make way more sense if y'all go to the show notes and look at the quadrant or you create that T that I'm explaining. So for our top producer, I'm going to give you 12 steps, literally 12 step-by-step situations on how you can prioritize the rest of your day and get this all taken care of. All right, take a deep breath. It's going to get even more tactical. First thing I'm going to do that I'm going to advise you to try out. So number one, Sunday night, or pick a day of the week that serves you, a day when you can truly relax and think through some things. I need you to go above and beyond, and I need you to create a list of the top 100 things you have to accomplish every single week. So for the week ahead, what are the top 100 things? And literally make this the most exhaustive list where you just fucking can't think of anything else. 100. Usually most people can't even come up with 100. They're overestimating how much they actually have to do. So if you can get 100, great. But most times when I coach people on this, they get like 30. So go above and beyond, create 100. Number two, ask yourself, what is the most important? And then ask yourself, what is the most urgent? So literally circle on that list something that is urgent and something that is important. And in some situations, it'll be both. So anything that you have circled that is both urgent and important, put into your calendar and reserve that space for it. And do nothing other than that. If you want to quit right here, I think this is number four. If you want to quit right here, quit right here. You're already going to be more productive next week. So anything you put in both those columns, put physically on your calendar. Then you're going to do the exact same thing. Look at everything you circled that was urgent and ask yourself, okay, well, if I didn't circle it for important, it's probably not important. Plan all of that out on Tuesday. So the first column, important, urgent, have it all scheduled out for you to accomplish on Monday. If it's urgent and not important, plan it all on Tuesday. And then when it's important but not urgent, that's Tuesday afternoon. Wednesday, have absolutely 100% nothing scheduled until at least halfway through your work day. Because when fires come up Monday and Tuesday, you need to have the discipline. Let's say it again. You need to have the discipline to tell your team when a fire comes up, hey, I can't quite get to that right now. I have time reserved on Wednesday. Can we make this work for Wednesday? And stay true to your word, because they're going to say, well, I don't know. This is really important. Is it? Because Wednesday, if they come to you Monday or Tuesday and you promise you can get it done by Wednesday, that's less than a 48-hour turnaround, which, by the way, is standard business practices. And if you are truly staying in tune to your list, you will more than likely get everything done by Tuesday afternoon, and you will even be able to dedicate time to it even quicker than Wednesday. So most situations, people will be like, yeah, Wednesday, if you have time, be like, yeah, I already built into my calendar. I've got 5 hours Wednesday morning to get this done for you. People are going to understand that, and they're going to respect that. And what's weird about when you have discipline and integrity for yourself, your team respects you more. They don't view it that you don't think they're important. And especially if you use the word choice of, I planned that you might have some fires that come up that I can take care of for you on Wednesday. So I cleared my schedule. So it's a priority for me to be there for you. That comes at it at a completely different proactive level. And now they respect you and they wish that they could have dedicated time to help with the fires that are coming up in their day. So Wednesday's great. Again, 48-hour turnaround at any point in the week. Number 9, finish this exercise with the other two quadrants and add in the family time and your workouts, cooking time, errand time, anything like that. So this is the urgent but not important and the not urgent, not important quadrant. So Thursday, you could even do urgent, not important, Friday, not important, not urgent, right? So make sure you have those time, get all the quadrants done. If you get stuck on determining what quadrant something goes in, ask yourself, what is the biggest intention for completing this task? See, this helps you see how details fit into the bigger picture. Because most times where people get stuck is they don't know what part goes into what part and how to plan their week. So they just throw it on random days hoping it works. You don't do that. You simply ask yourself, hey, brain, what is your intention for completing this task? And that'll help you see how important and urgent it is. And literally, you have 100 items on the list. You should be asking that every single time. If you have something that is just really overwhelming and you are just feeling in a place of maybe anxiety, overwhelmed, you have a task on there and it's creating a lot of uncertainty for you, here's a trick. Ask yourself, what are examples of this? Or what are other ways I can accomplish this? If you have something that's overwhelming, it's because there's probably multiple steps in there and you don't have the solution to one of those steps. So you're not prioritizing it, nor do you know how to handle that. So ask yourself, what are some specific examples of this or how I could get it done? And break it down into tinier steps and make that part of your 100. Anything you do not find time for, dedicate that for Friday afternoon. If it makes 2 weeks in a row, outsource it. Because it tells me if you're waiting for something to get done for 2 weeks in a row, you don't have the passion, you don't have the prioritization, or you don't have the skills to make it happen. All that stuff's okay. You're not a bad person because of that. You have no character defects because there's stuff on your list that you're not passionate, prioritizing, or have the skill set to do. You just outsource it or you take time and you dedicate it to learning that skill. See, let me explain something. To the guy who sent me this message, you already have all the resources you need to be successful. I'm going to say that one more time for the people in the back. You already have the resources you need to be successful. There are no unresourceful people, just unresourceful attitudes. So if you find yourself stressed about the how or not getting things done, we're going to do an exercise. You can refer to this as many times as you want. If you find yourself getting overwhelmed or stressed about getting things done, close your eyes and think of a time when you got something else similar done or you accomplished more tasks than you originally thought you could. Need you to inhale, 1, 2, 3, 4. Exhale, 3, 2, 1. And truly think of a time when you got something else similar done or you accomplished more tasks than you originally thought you could. And I want you to go back in your mind now to that time, the specific time. You have it? I need you to feel what you felt, hear what you heard, and see what you saw. Can you remember the specific feeling you had when you accomplished more than you set out to? And can you give me a name for that feeling? Really allow this to wash over you. I need you to feel it in your body. Remember it as if you were there in that moment. Now, open your eyes and keep that feeling as you begin to take control of your schedule. Get in that state and remember that feeling as often as you need to throughout the day until it becomes automatic. See, overwhelmed is simply not focusing on priorities or knowing what to do first. You already know how to be your own hero. You've got this. All right, Sharks, I really hope this helps you guys with time management and prioritization. If you're listening and you feel that time management and productivity isn't necessarily your strong suit and you want to be better at it, I'm going to give you a little bonus, we'll call it. Contact Lisa. Lisa's email address is directly PR, like public relations, PR, at misskaylin.com. This is MissKaylin.com, PR at misskaylin.com. And Lisa's going to set you up with a call with me. But we're going to do a few things. We're going to do a guided values elicitation. This is basically a guided trance or meditation, is a way to think of it. It's going to help you prioritize your day according to your values level, which is also going to help you prioritize your life so that you're only focusing on the tasks that create higher performance for you. As a show listener, seriously email PR at misskaylin.com and just simply explain time management in the email and that you want to get set up. I'm going to do something really cool. I'm going to give you guys all an additional 25% off of a productivity session. So if you're thinking a guided meditation and understanding your values as it relates to time management and how to structure your day would be helpful for you to your bottom line, email Lisa, 25% additional off just because you're listening to this show. And I really want this show to be your go-to resource for tactical information to help you hire productivity, increase your closing percentage, and get you closer to the business you want and the people you love. All right, get to it.